It's 7:51, and the former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney may have made a decision about whether to move forward with a third presidential bid. And this morning, CBS is reporting, as well as others, that he will tell supporters later today which way he is leaning, with the expectation being he'll run again. Let's find out what Chuck Todd, the moderator of NBC's Meet the Press, has been learning. Chuck, do you think that's the case? Is that what you're hearing?
Well, what I'm hearing from people that have been invited to be on this call is they're pretty sure he's leaning yes, and that what today may be about is, if he's indeed leaning yes, then what he'll announce today is the formation, you know, some committee, maybe a PAC, maybe exploring, whatever you want to call it. But if you look at what all the other candidates have done, none of them, of course, have a formal presidential committee announced. They usually have a PAC. So if he is leaning yes, that's likely the announcement today. But what's interesting here, and I think why there's suddenly a sense of urgency with Romney, is that he just found out yesterday that his guy who's been with him two campaigns running Iowa for him has signed on with Jeb. I can tell you, just talking with my sources this morning, who I used to be connected to Romney, and I say used to be, I know people that have been invited onto this call who the Romney folks thought were close inner circle people who aren't going to dial in because they've already agreed to sign up with Jeb Bush. So I think that that's what suddenly is giving the sense of urgency, is that plenty of people who are with Romney in 12 and with him in 8 probably don't believe he's running. And so they're easily going to Jeb. And so he needs to sort of be more definitive if he wants to stop this erosion of his former campaign people going to Jeb Bush world.
Chuck, one of the criticisms that Mitt Romney took in the past was that it didn't seem that he had the fire in his belly to go forward, to really take on a campaign.
Oh, I think that's the one thing the guy has. I think that's the one thing. I think the man's never failed at anything in life except running for president. When you really look at it, this is an enormously successful individual. He lost in Massachusetts once, so he gets up off the mat, runs again, and he wins, you know. In the business world, you know, he's taken sort of basically had a much more successful business career than even his father. So I think what's driving him more than anything is this interpersonal competitive nature of his. He's just not used to failing. And the only thing he's failed at in professionally in his life is running for president. And I think that's a bigger driver here than anything else.
Yeah, there's so many things going on. This new one among them, this going to be on the show?
Well, by happenstance, I have Mitt Romney's 2012 running mate on my show this weekend.
Oh, it's all
Ryan.
In
so
the timing, my
I would
friend.
Say we were going to be focused mainly. Paul Ryan, to me, is the if President Obama is going to have any bipartisan success on a big thing like tax reform or trade deals, the person he's got to work with is Paul Ryan. But now, I guess maybe I should pitch it as, I have Mitt Romney's 2012 running mate on this show.
It all depends on how you package it.
I'm pretty prepared.
Make sure you have enough water on the set.
Oh, man. I also, by the way, have Bob Gates, the former Secretary of Defense, on the show. I'm going to do some football stuff as well.
All right. Sounds good. Chuck Todd, moderator of NBC's Meet the Press. Good to have him.